You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Heaven save me, burn down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Hold me now.
Now, is it fair to say?
Yeah.
We're much louder at Chickies when we sing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. We sound like Creed when we're at Chickies.
Well, it's because we're performing for a crowd.
Dude, there's very few things I like more than when we're singing that at Chickies and everyone stops eating their crab fries and just stares at. And every time I'll say, sing along, because I know those people know this
they
song.
They know the song.
Nobody sings along. Nobody sings along. I did have a bit of a sing along in my car yesterday. I was like, I'm going to listen to some Three Doors Down. The same, you know, type of band as Creed. Okay. I was singing along for an hour in the car. Love in the car sing along. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Commissioner Buzz is with us. Commissioner Buzz is the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, of which Ike, myself, mm-hmm. and Jack are all players, mm-hmm. along with listeners, with 9 listeners. Buzz, the floor is yours.
Yes. Well, I know this is highly anticipated after the rankings caused a bit of a stir last week. We'll get to that last, but first we'll start with how you all did this week.
Yep.
Spike, you're back in the win column.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you beat Scott 165-114. You improved to 5-2. Malik Nabers was held in check by the Eagles, but basically everyone else popped off for you. It was a really, really solid week for Spike, who improves to 5-2.
165 points, just casual 165. You know,
just another week for Spike.
I told you I wasn't worried, Buzz. I told you I wasn't worried.
5-2, huh?
5-2. 5-2. Let's go to back to easy schedule Ike here, who had 46 points.
Cakewalk Ike?
Cakewalk Ike. He beat Brian 105-46.
How did that happen?
46? Did he set his lineup?
Yes, set the lineup, all active players. 46, got -3 from the Jets defense. Kyren Williams had 20 points and no one else had more than 8.
Yeah.
Well, it's the lowest I've ever seen in an active fantasy.
Kyren Williams is the highest, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the lineup now. You're right. Yeah, man, this is bad.
Did he have anyone who should have? I mean, does he have any stars?
Yeah, he had one player on the bench, Brian Robinson Jr.
Okay.
He scored 13 points.
Okay.
So he still would have lost by.
Wow, he could have gotten 60. The 50s.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yes.
Wow.
This is a bad team. Man.
Yeah. Sounds bad.
This is a defending champ.
Yeah, he won the league last year.
Hey, man, you're only as good as your last game, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's all I know.
There's parity in this league.
What's my record, Buzz?
You're up to 5-2 also.
Mm.
I mean, I'm in the top of first place then, right?
Well, there's points in fantasy.
Tie
for record
wise.
Yes.
That's
record
what I'm
wise,
talking
yes.
about.
Don't let yes. him intimidate you,
record
guys.
Wise, yes. I'm just saying, fantasy does do a points tiebreaker also.
Okay.
Let's get to what Jack did this week. He won 129-99 over Kimberly.
No big deal.
He improved to 4-3. Mixon and Saquon both had 26. Kareem Hunt with 22.
Mm.
Kimberly, the winning streak ends at 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was beating her chest a little bit last week.
She's real cocky.
Yeah.
Wow. Texting me during the game, like, oh, man, I'm so sad you have Saquon, but go Eagles, haha.
What's her record? 2-5?
2-5, yes.
That's not a good record.
What's Jack's record?
He's at 4-3 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of points.
Not as good as us. Not as many points as me.
You do realize your points don't really matter.
No, but it does show how good you are. You beat a guy who scored 43 points last week.
And I won a game where somebody scored. I think I only scored 90-something points. Yeah.
No, you were in the 70s and OG was in the 60s.
I can't wait to I don't think I've faced OG yet. I'm pretty excited for my guarantee.
Yeah, that's a bye week
for everybody.
Yeah.
Takeaways from the week is Brian had the worst week in fantasy I've ever seen from someone with a full active roster.
Yes, sir.
And somehow all these bad weeks seem to happen against Ike. Another number one goes down with Yoshi. Lost 106-104 to Ryan.
Thank God. So sad to see.
There will be a new number one team in the league this week. We'll get to that in a minute. And by the way, no one in this room, Spike, Ike, Jack, none of you guys have played each other yet. But coming up in the next 3 weeks, let's take a look at the schedule. Jack versus Spike in week 8. That's this week. Ike versus Spike in week 10. Jack versus Ike in week 11.
Here we go.
It's about to heat up in here.
Here we go. You're going down, Fritz.
Yeah. No, he challenged you.
Yeah, Fritz.
Yeah, I know. Well, because he knows that no one's going to show up when they play Ike.
That's a lock for 60 points that week.
Chase will somehow.
Jamar Chase will somehow wind up with minus 8 points or something.
Don't even set your lineup. Yeah. So here are the new rankings. Jack Fritz, who got a win this week, remains at number 5.
Wow. Thank you.
He came in at 5, stays in the top 5. He remains at number 5. Yoshi, who was the previous number 1 team in the league.
Wow.
Gets dropped down to 4.
Whoa!
That's disappointing.
Rightfully so, rightfully so.
Gets dropped down to 4, which means Ike Reese moves up to number 3.
There we go. Slowly but surely.
He moves up to number 3.
He's like that team every year that's like undefeated late into the season that we all know is fraudulent. Kind of like the 10-1 Eagles.
Sort of. Yeah.
Never gets a good matchup on the other side. James was the number 3 team in the league. He moves up to number 2. And Spike Eskin, a brief drop down from number 1 back in the number 1 spot. Mm. He moves up from number 2 back to number 1, back into sole possession of first place if you count points into your standings.
But bro, yeah. I made this show.
Hell yeah, number 1 in points. I love seeing it. I love seeing it.
I haven't even cracked the 800 point total yet. Man.
That's all
right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, defense wins championships.
Yep. Yep.
Other teams are just afraid to play.
Yeah, maybe everybody's not playing their players when I play them. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
all right.
Good job, Buzz. You have the right number one in there. Right number one.
And I don't want to be number one right now anyway.
That's a good
point.
That's just
more disrespect.
Yes.
Well, you never want to peak too early.
My team hears all the noise.
That's right. Just like the Eagles did. Yep.
Being number one in this league is the kiss of death. No one stays there for more than a week or two anyway.
Wow.
Exactly, Buzz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, have you recovered from yesterday yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Happened yesterday?
No, my call screening when you were getting out.
Spike bullied him for 4 hours, essentially, on the air.
I did apologize.
Yeah, he did.
Sorry.
Also told me to shut up.
Well, I did.
Well,
you learned that. Yeah. You know?
This show's on a big shut up kick. Cut in on it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank
Commissioner
you, Buzz.
Buzz, good job. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Mark's half-off event is going on now. Get a jump on the holiday shopping season for half-off. Get all the details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad that Joel Embiid played in the Olympics? 59% say no, 41% say yes. I'm actually shocked that 41% of the people said yes.
Patriotic.
Yeah. Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris? Chris,
what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Chris?
Got some clarity by being on hold, so thank you so much. It cleared my head.
Okay, good.
I was a little crazy, so I was just doing my zen. I figured out I don't hate Belichick now after you played that while I was on hold. I love him because he destroyed New York. I mean, if that ain't saying all you can do is up there after you heard that interview, just start packing your stuff now. Just have that box on the side of your desk. You're all getting zipped like in the car business back in the day. You just put a box right next to your desk. Like, what's that? You said, put your stuff in there and get out.
Yeah, can you imagine Joe Shane sitting somewhere watching and seeing Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee just obliterating you?
You know what he was screaming? Scotch! I need some scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch.
with no ice. Filled up to the rim.
Yeah.
So I came to that conclusion. And I love Elliot, man, even though sometimes his takes are tough. Nobody can be beaten up, Elliot. He can take as many boxing lessons as he wants. I like Elliot. That ain't going to help you, dude. I would just grab him. If I grabbed him, I'd take his soul.
I don't doubt that.
I want to be clear. We don't want, if you see Elliot, we don't want anybody proving anything.
Somebody's going to try him.
Yeah.
I can Jack know when I'm messing, when I'm serious. I mean, you know, Johnny didn't one time. He got a little outrageous. And I told him I'd drive down there and didn't. Like, had to tell Johnny, you know, pipe down. He's a little bit whacked a bit. So. But I like Buzz. He seems like a nice young dude that's going to shoot up the ladder over there like all those young dudes. I don't call when he's taking calls either because he just puts me on hold. I never get on, dude. I don't even know what I did to that kid. But if that's what he got to do to get up the ladder, do it, brother. You only do it once. Get there to the top.
That kid treats every caller the same way, man.
Yes.
No preferential treatment from him.
No. And
I don't even get one of those little ones like, yo, man, you're like the 19th caller. You're just in the death zone, man, just waiting to just be an autopsy, just taking out all the organs.
It's well, insane. In fairness to Buzz, when he works for us, it's on Mondays, and
we
have so much stuff on Mondays that it gets difficult to get to everyone. But
that's true.
But Buzz hates you, so
that's okay. I don't hate anybody.
He doesn't really hate you.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Hate me. He's a young dude. I saw a picture of him, man. I don't even want to take his soul.
Oh, that's no, I was just kidding. He doesn't actually hate you. He might.
Yeah, I'm a Sixer season ticket holder. Spike, I don't know if I ever told you that, 31 years.
Wow.
Yep.
So yeah, I was until 21. I think I was for almost 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like 94, 93, something like that. Me and my brother.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, it's not even the optics anymore. It's just me looking like a complete ass to my children. I bought those tickets when two of them weren't even born. Now the ones at the university down in Glassboro, you know where that is, like. And she just turned legal to vote. She just saw that. She texted me today. She goes, Dad, why are you spending $12,000 anymore? Like, we only go to a handful of games. Like, I don't even want my tickets. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I get whatever their plan is. It's their plan. They own it. Like, some people tell me, they go, Chris, you know, you should do this at your stores. You should do that. I go, yeah, but I don't know last time, like, I got a partner. I own it. I'm not doing it your way. I'm doing it my way. But I'm just, after this year, because they got my money now, and then with the new parking thing, Spike, did you bring that up?
I didn't know there was a new parking thing. No, what's that?
Oh, you got to go through a new turnstile. I didn't really look at my email yet like the flyers do. They're going to open up gates and let two cars in at a time. By the time I get out of there, it's going to be on a Friday night. It's going to be Monday.
Wait, could you I don't mean to belabor this, but could you explain again what they're going to do? I don't understand what you mean.
Well, if you got some flyers ticket holders or went down to the game, you go to the game now. They didn't even tell me it yet. I emailed them. There's certain entrances now. They're going to have a bar like Easy Pass and open up the bar to get in. They're going to allow two cars or four cars at a time or something. I'm like,
well, why is that bad?
The game will be over. I know how to get in and out of those parking lots. That parking lot's a hot. That's a worse hot mess than my ex-in-laws.
No, Chris, I'm trying to. By not stopping to pay.
Right, he's saying cars are going to be able to just go in
quicker.
Yeah. How about when there's an issue? How about when there's an issue, Spike, and somebody forgets to get their credit card and you can't talk to a human being? Like when you call up Comcast.
Oh, well, that's not six. That's not the Sixers don't own the building or the parking. That's on the Wells Fargo Center.
Spike, there's a couple places that I don't own my buildings. But I tell my landlord, I go, listen, dude, you want another 3-5-year terms, you're going to pave my lot.
No, they don't. This isn't worm or anything. They have no control over the parking.
Not a worm. You're a decent dude.
Yeah, I can understand you're frustrated with that, but I don't think that has anything to do with the team.
$12,000, and I home opener, I know what I get. I get two superstars out. I get whatever the parking is going to be now. And I love the guy. You know who he is. He's a big crab fry guy. He makes his money. I go, $38 for three cutlets, man, for my kid. It cost me a four. All I know is I'm not mad. I'm a 4-for-4 guy. And at the end of the year, I'll take my $12,000 and I'll go on a fishing trip. I just don't need it. And like I said, you guys are all good guys. All right, Jack, I love you, Spike. I'm starting to like you. I just can't follow all your rules because I'm not that smart. But listen, man.
You're doing good.
Listen. Yeah, I don't like being treated like a smart ass because, like, Tom, I'll take your soul, man.
Yeah.
You'll put your
teeth right in his forehead.
Yep.
I'll put my teeth in your forehead. May the Lord be with you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that is something else. All right, Chris.
A lot of violence.
All right. Jack, do your thing.
I love violence and I promote it.
Man. It's a tense program today.
He's like, I don't want people getting in the parking lot quicker.
Sixers fault. Sixers fault.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, it's a tense show. But one thing that's never tense is when you go to National Appliance Warehouse to get your appliances.
Of course not.
No, you walk
in. Tell him Fritz sent you.
Well, if you tell him Fritz sent you, again, there's going to be confetti falling from the ceilings. That's the deal that me and Mark Smackin worked out. He's the owner of National Appliance Warehouse. He's talking to me about how they have a new savings event going on at National Appliance Warehouse. You always know you're going to get the best price down at National Appliance Warehouse because it's in tax-free Delaware, because of Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse, where they instantly update price tags all throughout the store, and if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But right now, the Friends and Family Savings event is going on, so you'll save even more. Your dollar is always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse, but just because your dollar is stretching further, you're always saving money, doesn't mean you're not getting a great experience, a great atmosphere, a true family-like atmosphere. That is something that sets National Appliance Warehouse apart, and they have over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom, from sub-zero to budget. Everything you could possibly need for your national, for your appliance needs is at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com, visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware, and as always, tell them Fred sent you.
The quick thing on season tickets. He said he spends all that money on season tickets. Unless you have a ton of money and go to a large majority of the games, I can't see the advantage.
Being a season ticket holder.
Having done it for years, and I did it through a lot of the process years, all that kind of stuff, it's so... You end up just doing math all year and selling, you know, if I sell these tickets, you know, if I sell the Warriors game, then I'll make it, that'll pay for the next four games. And it's just stress. And you already have enough stress wanting the team to do well, much less making your money back on an expensive thing. My advice to people would be, if you go to three games a year, buy the tickets to those three games.
Just those three games.
Rather than the frustration and anxiety of... Eagles is different. People go to Eagles games, they go to almost every game. It's eight games or nine games that year. But 41 home games or 81.
That's a lot of basketball.
It's just like a lot for all those things.
I used to do the 10-game package.
Yes, and that's cool, too.
I used to like to do the 10-game package.
But the full season, and I agree with him, too. When the NBA started doing this load management thing as a preventative measure, that one of the things the NBA does, I don't know if baseball does it or hockey does it, but they do, I don't think the Eagles do, but they do tiered pricing. So if you're playing a better team, they charge you more money, but you don't get any money back if the good players
don't play.
And I do think that sucks for fans. The tickets are expensive enough already. So 215, we should do text line, right? Let's do the text line. Is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Good preview today.
I knew the text line was going to come after me today. I knew it. I can't believe I did that still.
It was like, it just went so fast.
Yeah, it flew. I didn't even think about it. All right, what's next? Dude, Eric Gordon done miss games.
Yeah, well, he also doesn't exert a lot of energy when he's out there. He knows where he's going, and he's putting it up when he gets it.
He's like me in pickup, man.
Let it fly?
Well, I just go to three-point line.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the paint. Rebounding? You kidding me?
Eric Gordon is... I loved P.J. Tucker. Eric Gordon is my P.J. Tucker. I've wanted the Sixers to get
better
Eric Gordon.
Better than P.J. Tucker.
Yes. Meaning that there are certain players in the NBA that I've always wanted on the Sixers.
Yep.
I've always wanted Eric Gordon. I love Eric Gordon. I think he is a great sort of, you know, role player guy. I've always wanted Eric Gordon.
No, it's funny when you say that because I know I was one of the people who always wanted Patrick Beverly on the Sixers.
I wanted Pat Bev so bad.
the experience of Pat Bev was up and down.
He taught that team some things last year. Toughness.
What's next? Oh, I get it now.
Long way to go. Too deep for 550.
Yes.
What's next? Oh, God. Was I an optics guy today?
Well, you said optics. at the beginning when arguing about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's next? I don't even remember that.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready. I'm coming.
Now, you asked if we could send Tucker to video the boxing class.
Please.
And he said no. But I think we could bully him into that.
Yes.
Because he loves being featured in content. I need to see Elliot in the boxing
class. All I'm saying is there are a couple of people I've seen try to learn boxing, and you could tell they've never been in a fight. Stephen A. Smith, when he was punching, you can pull it up. You can pull it up with no problem. And Meek. Meek was doing some boxing stuff. I'm like, dude, this dude couldn't have been in a fight before, man.
Well, he had an opportunity to fight off some people and
Come on, man. Dump that. Come on, man. Why did I even go down that road?
Every time I mention him, you start looking nervous.
Yeah, of course I do. Yes. Yeah. I don't know where it's going.
What's next?
Yeah.
Let's go to OG.
Oh, let's do it. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
y'all going to hell. I'm telling you right now. All three of y'all going to hell. Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you. You got a guy, and now I'm playing pause with this stuff. You got.
What'd you say, OG?
Forks in you.
OG, you went in and out. Could you just start over again after the going to hell thing?
Yeah, I said you got a guy talking to. Y'all should have been saying pause. Talking about taking your soul and putting forks in your forehead. And, I mean, I'm like, what are we doing here? Then you got Chuck is a wild worm. You got Freaky Deaky Yoshi.
Yep.
What the hell going on since I've been off? I left for 2 days.
Well,
man, I come back. I come back and y'all talking about my record. I'm thinking the name of the damn fantasy was to get the lowest amount of points, like turnovers. Now y'all talking about I got to score the most points?
Yeah. You think it's like golf.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what, OG. OG, you're on the verge of never being allowed back in the league again.
Yep. Listen, we've been swindled.
I had it all wrong. Nobody told me that it was about the most points scored. I thought it was the least. So the next year I'll do better.
No, hell no. There's no next
year. Absolutely not.
And you disrespected us by not showing up to the draft.
That's right, until he was 30 minutes late.
You had your little helper drafting for you.
That was another thing, too. Y'all set me up because nobody told me that the game was going on and you got to get here earlier because I got caught in traffic.
You know what
I'm saying? But then y'all started the draft 5 minutes earlier than y'all were supposed to start it.
Nobody told OG that at 5 o'clock in Philadelphia there would be traffic.
Promoting it for a month when we were going to when the draft was going to start.
First pick was, the first pick, you had Jalen Hurts anyway. So you had to wait for the whole snake to come back around.
I got to tell y'all, I am going to write WIP's management and let them know that I'm y'all cheating the callers.
No, that's not what we're doing.
I felt cheated.
Well, listen, there's a little charity you're giving. You're giving everybody a win in the fantasy league when they face you. So I appreciate that.
Listen, I got a heart of gold. Every time I go to a metal detector, it goes off, right? And they'd be shaking me down and everything. I said, listen, I got a heart of gold. Don't even worry about it. That go off every time I come through. You know what I'm saying? But listen, let me tell you something about this here. There's a lot of lies being told around here. You know what I'm saying? Now that the Sixers is coming along and everything is on the plate, Spike, you starting to show your Keisha, buddy.
What's that
I
mean?
I got to tell you that.
Keep moving. But keep it going, yes.
Yeah, it's
out of you already.
Joel Embiid is under attack right now. Just like when Jalen's under attack, y'all want to come at me everything.
That's what he was trying to get to, yes.
The Bryce thing.
Yeah, so but you know, I do it better than you do, though.
Let me tell you something else.
I just block you on Twitter.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something else. I don't know if y'all are really friends with Elliot, because someone should tell him before you start taking the damn subway and all, learn and get past the class. How is you just learning to fight and you taking the damn, what if they beat you up in between classes?
He's not going to know what to do.
Look, I just want to see him fight off an intruder on the L.
Can we set that up?
Of course I know what you're saying. Of course I know what you're saying.
You can't go into the jungle and then talk about, well, wait a minute, I got to go get to a club. No, bro. The fight is going on. It's going down. Like, you're going down.
Come here, man, you.
I got to come.
Man, you.
All right, OG.
All right, OG, we got to go. We're going to trade blows, me and you.
Yeah. Stick them up.
Stick them up. All right. Fritz at 6 next, Riding with the King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
I can tell you one Riding with the King I'm not listening to. That is tonight.
Especially
not doing
the,
6 or tall.
Especially the first 10 minutes.
Oh, man. Oh, especially after an Eagles win. He feels like he's on the
he's
coaching
feeling good
staff.
Right now.
Him and Nicky. Combo, I'm sure.
We designed a great game plan. I heard him say that yesterday. No, he didn't say that. By the way, one thing, Jack, that you have to get him to commit to. I got him to say, well, he wouldn't totally commit, that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, he's got to shave his head in solidarity with Sirianni.
I heard that. What is that going on?
Well,
What's that?
He wants people to pay him for it or something. He said he'd give half the money to charity.
Well, where's the other half going?
To him.
The Howard Eskin fund?
Yeah, that's not happening.
Hasn't he stolen enough money?
Yes, you've got to get him to commit to that. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm going to tell you about my friends over at GUIDA. I do appreciate the folks over at GUIDA in that, first of all, they're selling a high-quality product, the high-quality windows, high-quality doors down there in Delco. But the thing that I appreciate about them is they want to make it easier for you to do so. I know you've put off replacing your windows. Ah, it's too expensive. It's a hassle, yada, yada, yada. Same with doors. But GUIDA, when you go GUIDA, they're going to make that easier on you by making it more affordable. The buy one, get one half-off sale still going on. Very clear. You buy a door. Next door, 50% off. Buy a window, next window, 50% off. And it doesn't have to be window for window, door for door. You can mix and match. So as many windows and doors as you buy, the next one is going to be 50% off. Also, from an affordability standpoint, they're going to let you start the whole thing with no money down. They're going to let you do the 18 months interest-free financing. This is not going to go on forever. Limited time thing. There are restrictions. So I want you to call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll get you your details. They'll give you a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. Or just go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.